Okay, let's begin our discussion of Chulin Daf Nun Tes, and we will start with the last line on Nun Ches Amid Beis, where the Mishnah started to discuss. This is the last Mishnah of the first half of this parak. As has been mentioned, the first half of this parak was all about Eilu Treifas and Eilu Ksheiros. What makes an animal a treifa, the mesora of what the treifas are, and what is not called a treifa, and therefore it's still kosher. The second half of the parak, as Bezrim will start today, in the middle of the Amid Aleph, are the simani kashrus of animals in general. That's the second half of this parak. So we start off, though, finishing up the treifas that were mentioned. So the Mishnah mentioned that if an animal has any of these signs of illness, achuzas hadam, it has some type of high blood pressure, or it's mu'ushenes, it was in a fire, smoked, right, it ate some type of poison, achla hardufni, so as targolim, all of these, it's still kosher, only if it ate some hamavis, or a nachash bit it, so then it's not a treifa, but it's pikuach nefesh for a person, so that's why a person wouldn't be able to eat it, and we saw the Tiferes Yisrael. The nafkaminas on the Mishnah, lamaisa, it's aser. So what difference does it make? So maybe it has nafkaminas for svek sveka, nafkaminas for bittel, and the like. Okay, now let's get into the last line finishing up. My tia, what is tia as the Brisa had mentioned? What is tia? Amar of Yehuda, ikra demerirta, some type of bitter root. And that's why it would be that has an effect on the animal. That's what the Brisa had said, that if the animal eats all of these, the animal is still kshera. Amar of Yehuda, haiman de'achal tilta tikli chiltis. Aliba derekin. If somebody eats 3 weights of chiltis, aliba derekin, on an empty stomach. Again, we had chiltis before. Says the Gemara, I'll leave it on an empty stomach, mishtalech mashrei, so his skin will shed. What does that mean? It means either literally, mishtalech mashrei, Rashi, nifshat oro, shachiltis mechamamato ma'od, it makes you very hot, vochazto kadachas, you get some type of fever, and the skin is gonna peel off. Rabbeinu Gershom here, towards the top of Rabbeinu Gershom, ochazto chafafis, he gets a very intense itch. The chayif atzmon, you scratch yourself. Ashlo nistarbo or sholem. Right, it won't stop scratching. It'll have such a bad itch. Either way, it's not a good thing. And again, as we mentioned, the Gemara is going back and forth here between the what happens to a person and what happens to an animal. Right, different types of treifas versus illness. Eventually, we'll get back to this in Maseches Bechoros when we talk about the Baali Mumin of an animal, Baali Mumin of a person, to be a Kohen, v'chulu. Amar Rebbe Yavo, b'didi avi uvda v'achli chatikla chiltisa, I once ate. It happened to me, and I ate 1 weight of chiltis, v'ilo diasvi b'maya, mishtalech mamashche. If I wouldn't have put it in water, wouldn't have water close by to cool myself off, so then my skin would have been peeled. V'kiyamti ba'atzmi hachach and I was Makayim in me, right? Wisdom is the Chayab Aleha. Right? It's clear from here. It's not just about wisdom of the Torah. Right? Wisdom. Any wisdom, right? One has to know wisdom, and in that way one would be able to save themselves. Right? This idea of knowing wisdom. The Gemara says, Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. Right, Torah b'goyim al tamin, chachma b'goyim tamin. So one of the mafarshim say, mentioned in the parsha here, right, why dafka Yisro, if you think of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, on Parshas Yisro, right, why is it that Yisro had to come in and give this major advice to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Klal Yisrael, Novol, Tibol? It was such a hard thing to think of. Right, all of Klal Yisrael, with all their brains, they couldn't come up with this. You needed a Yisro to come from the outside and say, you know, it's not a good idea. Not a good idea. He was the Nobel laureate of the time, and nobody else would be able to think of it. So explains the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. No, because the message is twofold. Number one, Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. As we get the Torah, Hashem wants to teach us that this Chachma outside of Judaism too. This Chachma in the world, and you have to try to listen to those who are the Chachamim and to learn from them, and Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. Right? And like it says here, there's a Chachma to know about what to do in a case of fever. Right? Chachma Techaya Ba'aleha, as the Pasuk says in Koheles. Part one. Part two says the Aruch Chaim to recognize that the reason that we were chosen by God is not because of our brains. Right? Right before Maimon Har Sinai, we have Yisro coming and showing off the brains. And then we have Maimon Har Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us because of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he chose us because of the Mesiris Nefesh of the Avos and our Mesiris Nefesh of Kabbalah, of Natsav, and Ishma. One might even say, he doesn't add this, I'm going to add this, one might even say that Right? We dafka did use our brains at Maimon Har Sinai. Nasa v'nishma. We didn't think. We didn't go logically. We didn't say, oh, I'm going to hear it and then I'm going to decide. No, the opposite. Nasa v'nishma, because we realize it's something deeper and we showed our colors, again, not based on, Bnei Yisrael might have chachma, but there is also chachma outside, and that's chachma t'chaya ba'aleha. Remember that story in the Hakdama to the Pa'asa Shulchan, right? The Shulchan, where the Vilna Gaon is recorded as saying, right, he made a siyum, I think it was on his commentary on Shir HaShirim. So I think that Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, his Talmud, quotes in the Hakdama to the Ba'as HaShulchan that he closed all the windows and he made a party because he never liked to look outside, meaning he wanted to focus on the Torah. And he was speaking about how he had wisdom and perfection in all of chachmas of plants and chachma of music. He had every chachma he had down pat, except for one. There was one chachma that he couldn't get. He says, chachmas hasamim, the chachma of medicines. Medicines, what do you mean medicines? Because he wanted to figure out exactly how things work and how things affected the body. And he wanted to go, it says, to the rofim. He wanted to go to medical school to learn it. And his father didn't let him learn that chachma. Why? Because he says, if you learn that chachma, so then it is going to be a problem because then you're going to have to spend your entire life healing people. And if that happens, so then you're not going to be able to sit and learn and become the grow up. So that's why that was the one chachma that stayed out. Okay, stayed out of the Gruz repertoire of chachma. But either way, here we learn chachma techaya ba'aleha, and that's why Rabbi Yavohu was very proud of his chachma of how to make himself better. Amar of Yosef, we continue. Haiman de ochil shitzer bay. If somebody eats the following meal, 16 eggs. Somebody say 16 eggs. Va'arboi amguzei and 40 amguzei, 40 nuts, v'shev butisa de parchi, and 7 berries, right, caper berries, v'shasi reviyasa de duvsha, v'tkufas tamuz, and eat, drinks a revius of honey in on a very hot day, tkufas tamuz, v'aliba de reikin, all this on an empty stomach. Right, these are all makoros for having a good breakfast. But if you have this for breakfast and have it on an empty stomach, misaker talya de libe, right, his heartstrings will get uprooted. Misaker, meaning something terrible will happen to one's heart. This is not the type of breakfast that one should have, says Rav Yosef, and one has to be careful about that. Interestingly, Gemara says, beye are eggs, right? There is a little discussion at the beginning of Maseches Beitzah, right? If you look on the side of the Gemara, it's from the Yamshel Shlomo, by the side of the Mishnah. So the side of the Mishnah in the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayis in the Sefer Likutim. On the side, he quotes this discussion, and that is the Magen Avraham quotes the Maharshal. Magen Avraham in Simkuf Nun Vav quotes the Maharshal, who says that maybe you should call the Masechta Beya and not Beitza. Why you should call it Beya? Because Beitza is also a reference to male anatomy, and therefore you shouldn't call it Beya. That's what you shouldn't call it Beitza, but Beya. Lashonikia. That's the Marshal. Shalo Yomar Adam B'Talmud Beitzim Elabeim Vubechalam Rama Yosi Adam Davar Megunim Bipiv. That's the Amshah Shlomo in the fourth parak of Baba Kama. Ead called him a Farshim, and he quotes it in the Sefer Likutim. Beya is the Aramaic for Beitza. It's the same word. Right, so why is it better to say Beya than Beitza? Beya is Aramaic and Beitza is Hebrew. So why does it make a difference? So says the Sefer Likutim here, V'tamani al atzmi, yech nomar shaloshen targum, yeh meshubach mefuar, yoser miloshen HaKodesh. V'nei targum de milas Beitzim, hu Beyim. Eich nivkar loshen arum, v'erya miloshonos haloazios. V'nazov loshen arumim, hu loshen HaKodesh, hazacha v'anakia, loshen HaKodesh. Right, one's Hebrew, one's Aramaic. If you want to speak one, right, the Rambam says in Pirkei Avos, right, the mitzvah kala, one of the mitzvahs kalos is Lashon HaKodesh. Umatz va'anachnu matzon lechazal avgimel avir nashim mesos b'shas le'dason v'chulu v'yishem ha'koshkorin l'aron HaKodesh arana. Right, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Upshad inyan azek yaranu l'ashem bavli, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Either way, l'maisa, the Sefer Likutim says that the minhag olam is to call it Maseches Beitza. Even though the Marshal says what he says, but either way, that is the discussion. Good. We continue. So that should not be had on an empty stomach. We continue. Ahu bar tavya. A certain, we'll call it a deer for now, but we'll get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, on Amud Beis. Hu bar tavya da'asala be Reish Galusa. There was a deer that came to the Reish Galusa. Tavi mafsik karan basraisa. That had its legs, its back legs were hufsak. Badke rav b'tzomas hagidin. Va'akshere. Rav checked the tzomas hagidin. Right? We discussed the tzomas hagidin last time. We have all of these sinews, the place by the knee, where the sinews get all together. Va'akshere. And he was makshir the animal. Right? Even though it had cut off, but he saw the tzomas hagidin didn't have a problem. They were all connected. He was going to eat it, but umsa. He was going to eat it, but umsa, not cooked fully. Umsa, eino. Rashi says eino tzli kol kach batanur elamolcha ma'od. He wasn't going to cook it in an oven, but he was going to salt it. Vitzolho kol tehu al gechalim, and he was going to roast it a little bit on the coals. Amar leShmuel lochayish marlin kurei. Aren't you worried? Right? You checked the tzomas agidin. Fine, the animal's on a treif in that regard, but maybe the animal had a snake bite. Right, some marlin akure. Maybe there was. It has other problems. Rashi shemenashcha nachasham vaasur mishem sakaras nafashus. Amarle. So says. Right. So Rav was about to eat it. So Shmuel says, "Don't." Amarle ma'itakante. So Rav says, "Okay, what do I do? How do I check? No seve tanura. Put it in the oven. To you badag nafshe. It'll check itself. Meaning, you'll see what happens if the snake bite was happened to it beforehand. So what happens? Osvei, so Rav put it into the oven. Nafal tilchi tilchi. It started falling apart. It started falling apart of the oven, which was a sure sign that it had a snake bite in it. That's what the poison does. So Shmuel says, you see? Kari Shmuel ale de Rav lo yun letzadikol oven. Hashem protected you. Hashem protected you that I was able to stop you right before you took part in it. And, Baruch Hashem, you were saved. Kari Rav alei de Shmuel, kol raz la'an eslach. And Rav said about Shmuel, you know everything. You know every secret, right? There's nothing hidden from you, right? You knew to give me that advice to be able to not eat from that item. And Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Yaradeya, in Simin Reish Samach. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch says, to be mechalek between what we just said. Behemo chayesh nifsku ragleha lo yochlu mimenu al yidei bedika sheish lachesh emanashcha nachash. Exactly what Shmuel just advised. Even if the animal's legs are cut, even if you check the tzomas agidim and everything is good there, as we'll get to the tzomas agidim discussion in the fourth parak, you have to do a bedika. What's the bedika? Shelo yochluhu elatzli vim hi neshuchas nachash tisparek v'tipol chatichos. It'll fall apart. It'll fall apart, and therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, that's what you should do. If the animal had, you find an animal that its legs got cut off, you can't eat it except with this bedika. Says the Ramah, Ulidi don delo chayshina legili mayim. But remember, says the Ramah, nowadays, right, interesting, the Shulchan Aruch himself said earlier that we're not worried about the snake bites and the snake dropping off venom. Ulidi don delo chayshina legili mayim. Ho ve'in achashim mitzuyim, v'lachein ein lachish lenachash. So you don't have to be worried about snake bites either. Not just snake mayim gluyim, says the Ramah. V'imhu baderach shlo nasta treifa mutar lo bedika. Says the Ramah, you don't have to worry about this bedika of Shmuel, because nowadays we don't worry about snake bites, so we don't worry about snake in mayim gluyim either. Says the Shach, right there at the end of Simin Samach, quoting the Sefer Be'er Sheva. D'mashma midivri atur v'shar mechabrim shekosvu din zeh b'silcho sehem. But what do you mean, as we just pointed out? The Shulchan Aruch in Kufta Zayin, I think it was, said that Mayim Gluim, we don't have to worry about today. But the Shulchan Aruch still quotes this Bedika. The Shulchan Aruch says, you do have to do the Bedika to worry about a snake bite. So there must be a difference, says the Be'er Sheva. The shiny gilui, the lo isyulid reyasa b'mashkin kolkach, kamo b'behema shenimsa eis shenifsku ragleha. Right? Mayim Gluim, you just see the liquid. There's no reyasa. There's not a reason for us to think that a snake was here. There's no reason. Here, the animal's leg was already cut off. That's already a reyasa in the animal. Ki karav adavar lomar shenizgalu amashkem ayde adam sheshachach lechasosan. By a mayim gluyim, you can say a person left it open. V'hovim anu chay nechoshin shem ashasem enachash aso yasur legamrei shein yichon lamar alav. Mishamachi enan nechoshishim. Aval hacha yiga reyasa gedola. Right, the animal's foot's cut off. L'fichach shnifsku raglea v'ika l'verurei chayshinan v'sarech bedika kein nireli. Says the Be'er Sheva, this is different because there's already an inferior, there's a reisa, there's a problem with the, a potential problem with the animal. So if everything being equal, as it's called, ceteris paribus, right? So then you have to, don't have to worry about, the mayim gluyim. But if there's already a reisa, so we'll throw in the chash. And says the shach, the chenir, that's a machaber. And that's what the Pashas, the Shulchan Aruch holds. Why? Because it, even though he wrote that Mayim Gluyim is not Noeg Bizman Hazeh, he quoted this halacha, so Alma, Sfira Le, Lachalik. It must be that the Shulchan Aruch has a chilik, that's in terms of the halacha lamaisa from this story. The other point to mention is 2 points. Number one, Shmuel said about Rav, Lo Yi'una L'tzadik Halavin. Ah, Hashem protected you. So maybe this reminds us of what we discussed 52 days ago, back on Davav. Back on Davav, if you remember, Tosfos, the Bali Tosfos in a few places in Shas, the principle is not quoted here, so Tosfos does not quote it here. But the principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu even protects the behemoths of Tzadikim. Right, remember Pinchas Ben Yair and the donkey that didn't eat from the Tevel. But the Gemara had said, the air that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara said it twice, two dafim in a row, bottom of hay on a base. Hashem hemzim shal tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takal al yodan. Tzadikim atzman l'kol shekein. Right, tzadikim themselves. But here you have a similar, but the pasuk is quoted from Mishlei lo yu'unu l'tzadik kol aven. The Aruch Laner at the end of Yevamos, where this line is quoted, asks, so if this is true, that lo yu'unu l'tzadik, what about Rabbi Shmuel was mata the ner in Masechta Shabbos? Right, he was reading by the candle and he moved the candle. Right, what about all the other, there are other cases. And Tosfos there, bottom of Hema Beis. Earlier we had, there are many stories in Shas where there were mistakes made by great Tanoim. Right, there was a Tana that killed an Eid Zomeim, by mistake, so to speak. And there was somebody who ate before Abdullah, before Yom Kippur. So the Aruch Laner says there at the end of Yevamos, maybe there's a difference where there's a chash hezek to the tzaddik. Hashem would protect the tzaddik from achshash hezek. So that's his discussion. But the Rishonim, if you remember, we discussed, the Rishonim gave three different answers. Rabbeinu Tam, that's the one quoted all over Shas, whenever this comes up. Rabbeinu Tam says, there's a special protection when it comes to food. When it comes to machalas asuros, so Hashem would protect a tzaddik from eating machalas asuros b'shogeg. Right, that's the special. Why? Tosfos doesn't explain, but because there's timtum halev special when it goes into the tzaddik, it's different than doing any other aveira. So almost all of the examples given in Shas, where a tzaddik did something wrong with shogeg, it was not about food. There were a few about food, says Tosfos. Yom Kippur, eating before Avdallah. So Tosfos says, Yesod Lamdis, there's a difference between something that's not kosher and something that's kosher that's eaten at a time when you're not allowed to eat it. Right? Eating on Yom Kippur is not like eating treif. In terms of the atoms, are they poison for my neshama? I'm not allowed to do it. The way the Rabbi Chanan explains that chilek in Tosfos. When it's also for me to eat at this time, but it's not that the food is treif, so that's an Isser Gavra. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't protect, doesn't give the special protection there. But when it's not kosher, even if it's not kosher, mitzvah rabbanan possibly. That's that Gemara here, on Daf Zayin and Chulin. That was about Demai. Might only be Yisra drabbanan, still, Hashem will protect. But that is what Bali Tosfos quote. That's the limit of that principle. The Ramban there, I think we mentioned this then, the Ramban there gives two other answers. Maybe Hashem protects a tzaddik when it has to do with somebody else being tripped up based on the tzaddik's actions. A tzaddik himself, Hashem doesn't protect a tzaddik. What? This is kind of called a karban chatos. Karban chatos is an aver d'bishogi. What? A tzaddik can never bring a karban chatos? I do aver b'shogeg, do aver b'shogeg. But my aver b'shogeg to be machshel someone else, that Hashem will protect. Hashem will protect the tzaddik from being involved, being a tool for anyone else's avera. That's the Ramban there on Dav Zayin. He quotes that from his Rebbe. Okay, and number three is that Hashem only does not let a tzaddik fall if it's a pure shogeg. If there's pshia involved, then Hashem will not give you the protection. And many of the stories of the even the Chachamim in the Gemara, tripping up the Shogeg, that was where there was some type of Pshia involved. So that all has to do with what Shmuel said about Rav, lo yi'una l'tzadik kol aven. And then Rav said about Shmuel, you know everything. Kol raz la'aneslach. Ben yo yada. Beth Hashem, the best next 2 days we'll have a lot of Ben Yehoyadas, a number of them, right? There is Agadata on the horizon. Those who have been waiting 2 months for it. There is Agadata on tomorrow's daf, on Daf Samach, which Beth Hashem we will get to. But Rav says about Shmuel, Karaz Lahanislav. So Ben Yehoyada here discusses, this was such an amazing chachma. Shmuel was a doctor. Shmuel knew all the wisdoms. So Rav got so excited about this one. So excited, yeah, put it in the oven. Doesn't sound like such an amazing chachma. So he gives a whole mahalach related to that. But remember, the Gemara talks about in Bamitzia that Shmuel was very upset that he couldn't get smicha. It kept like, you know, whatever the situation was, he was going to go today, he was going to go tomorrow, and finally he went, and it kept not working out, his smicha appointment. And the Gemara says that finally, Rav told him, you know, it's not meant to be. Right, Shmuel was a great doctor. He's not Reb Shmuel. He's just Shmuel. He's a great doctor. Says the Gemara, Bamitzia Pehem Abeis, on the bottom, second to last line. Havi kam mitztar Rebbe lemismachei. Rebbe kept trying to give Shmuel smicha. V'lavi mistaya milsa. And it never worked out. Rashi, Pehem Abeis. Shoysa Shah nitrefes. Interesting. Right? The Shah kept getting away from him. Olo hayu hachachamim ne'asafim. Or the rabbis kept getting stuck in traffic and they couldn't get together. So it kept not working out. Amar le, lo litztayer mar. Right, Rebbe. Right, I'm sorry, it was Shmuel talking to his Rebbe. Rebbe says, don't worry about it. He was upset that he couldn't give him smicha, even more than Shmuel was upset about not getting smicha. He couldn't. Right, he couldn't give him smicha. Lo litztayer mar, lo didi chazi li sifra d'adam arishon. I saw that sefer that goes back, that talks about all the generations. The sefer of Adam Arishon. V'kasevei, Shmuel yarchina'a, chacham yiskari, Rebbe lo iskari. Right, chacham he'll be called, but it won't be called a Rebbe. Va'asu de Rebbe al yado tehei. And Rebbe will get healed based on him. As here, Rav got healed based on him. He would be the doctor. And then it said, what else did it say? Once we're reading the sefer of Adam Arishon, Rebbe v'rabbanasan sof mishnah, Ravashi v'ravina sof hora. Right, that's what it said in that sefer. Right, that's the line that the Gra quotes on Choshen Mishpat to explain that the Gemara has a special status. Ravina v'ravashi sof hora. You can't argue on the Gemara. That's what the Rama says, and the Gra says it's based on this little Agadata in Perek HaSocher, related to Shmuel. Okay, we can talk more about that line, but not for now. Now we continue. Says the Mishnah. Here we go. Second half of Perek Elu Treifus. We get into the kosher and non-kosher signs of animals. There are four categories, the Torah tells us, Torah Shebichsav, four categories of what we call animals in terms of kosher and non-kosher signs. We have behemoth and chayas, we have ofos, we have dogim, and we have chagavim. Right, the four categories all have different signs, all have different signs. The signs of a behemoth, so that's in the Torah. The signs of a fish, that's in the Torah. The signs of chagavim, that's in the Torah. The signs of ofos are not in the Torah. The ofos, the Torah just lists off the non-kosher birds and leaves us to figure out the connection between all of them and figure out what's kosher and what's not kosher. Right? So that's what we're going to have to deal with. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Simani behemah v'chaya nemru min haTorah. The simanim of behemos and chayos are in the Torah. The simani ofos lo nemru. The simanim of ofos are not said in the Torah. The word for signs of animals is the exact signs, simanim. There is a question in Lumdis that the Achronim talk about. The Rogachover has the Chakira. Are simanim of animals exactly that, simanim, or as we would say in Lumdis, siman or siba? Are these signs, let's say chewing his cud and split hooves, does that make the animal kosher, or does that reflect that the animal is kosher? What if we were able to chemically design an animal that comes out from maybe even its mother kosher animal without split hooves? But it's a cow, but it doesn't have split hooves. What happens if there's a fish that could be, created that from kosher DNA or kosher, you know, kosher cloned fish, right? But would not have the fins and the scales. Are they siman or are they siba? Does it reflect that it's a kosher fish? It's not needed as long as you know it's kosher. Or are they siba? Do they cause it? Maybe there's a chiluk, some achronim say, between the different simanim. Maybe the fact that the Torah says certain simanim, maybe by behemos and dagim and chagavim, those are siba. Those cause the animal to be kosher. While by birds, where it doesn't say it, maybe those reflect that the animal is kosher, right? There's a ritva in Maseches Nida on Daf Nun Aleph that seems to say that that's what makes the animal kosher. You need them to make the animal kosher. The question is, does the ritva really mean it in the way that that we mean our discussion? But either way, that's a question of lamdis about the simanim. Also related to this, the Mishnah, you have to start off with the discussion of the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says that there is a mitzvah aseh, and not just one, four out of the 248, bedika, to check the kosher signs, to see if it's kosher. Four mitzvah aseh. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Macholas Asuros, interesting lashon, right? Here in the Koteret, the Rambam says, livdok. Livdok b'simani b'emachayu lahavdol b'netzbe'el ha'tor. Excuse me. Livdok b'simani ha'ofa lahavdol b'netzbe'el ha'tor. Livdok b'simani chagavim lahavdol b'netzbe'el ha'tor. To check. Livdok b'simani dagim. Right? So, there's bedika. But if you, we look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, we'll see, it's not 100% so clear. Here in the Koteret, he says, livdok. If you look at the mitzvahs I say, the first halacha, mitzvahs I say, leida. So is it the maisa bedika? Right? Or is it the leida? Is it the result? Right? What if I know the animal's perfect? Is there a mitzvah to bedika? Or the opposite? What if I don't check and it ends up being kosher? Did I violate? The Sefer HaChinuch says there's a bitul aseh. Unbelievable. I eat an animal without checking for its kosher or non-kosher size. It ends up being kosher. I violated an aseh, says the Sefer HaChinuch. The Rambam doesn't have that lashon. But the Chinuch says I violated an aseh. Why? There's a knowledge. Right, the Rambam's lashon mitzvahs asay leida hasimanim shemavdilin behen bein behema v'chayva ofedag v'chagav shemutol la'achlan ubein she'ein mutol la'achlan v'chulu. So that's the if you look in the Rambam, but if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, if you look in Kuf Mem Tes, the Rambam says here in Kuf Mem Tes of the assays, let me just find it. Says the Rambam. And the Ravid argues you shouldn't count it, and the Ramban argues you shouldn't count it. Shetzivanu livdok simani behema chaya, v'hushi yemalim gera, v'shosim shesa. There he says livdok, but he quotes different sukkim. You know, I'm not going to go into it right now, but he quotes different sukkim than he quotes right here. Shenamar v'evdalta benat behema tmeila tohara. And the Mefarshim, the Magen Mishnah here, talk about, you know, why the Rambam would quote different sukkim. Okay, there's the, but that's the Rambam Shita. The Ramban argues, if you look in the first section in the Karnei Chagavim, to get our Karnei Chagavim a few times in Shas, we get to bring out our Karnei Chagavim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky say for all about grasshoppers. So if you look in Siman Aleph there, he discusses this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ravid. You know, why would there be just a mitzvah to check if you know? If you know, and maybe a little key in Bizman Azeh, checking if something's kosher in the store. Right? Most of us aren't butchers, checking the simanim, but checking to make sure something's kosher before we buy it. Right? That's a little key of lahavdil ben atameh le ben atahora. That's what the Karnei Chagavim says. Well, that's our Ramban v'haravid. A mitzvah aseh kazu, el shah ochel minim tameim, over gam ba'aseh, chutz mi'alos aseh. If it was treif, then you violated the aseh also of not checking. But if it was kosher, you violate a mitzvah, but according to the Rambam, yesh mitzvah shehei baki b'minim elu. Lo levad b'limud, rak she yitzrach lakiram. B'toreach, you have to know, b'efter shu din b'talmud Torah. Shesorach lilmod ashe yeda b'birur, v'gam b'mar zayin. I have to try to check and know. Know every aspect of Torah. Right? That is the Rambam's mitzvah of bedika. Okay, so let's get back to our discussion. So the simanim of a behema and a chaya are said in the Torah, but not the simanim of an oaf. Avalam rechachamim. The chachamim try to come up with common denominators between the birds that are not kosher, the list, and what is kosher for us. Avalam rechachamim kalof adoris tame. But the chachamim say any, so to speak, predatory bird of prey, so that is not kosher. What exactly is an of hadores? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Right? Rashi says here, of hadores is ha'oches b'tziparnav u'magbia min ha'karka ma she'ochel. It lifts up the its prey. Whatever it's about to eat, it lifts it up with its claws and eats it. That's Rashi. Look at Tosvos. Tosvos on, not here, Tosvos is printed on Samach Aleph Amad Aleph. Tosvos says, it eats before it actually kills the animal. Right? Even before it kills the animal, it could eat. That's Tosfos Dimer Maschal Hadores. Rabbeinu Tam says, a chicken does what Rashi says. That's not a non-kosher bird. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, Dores v'ochal mechayim v'einu mamtin lo'at shetamus. Right? That's Tosfos there on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. The Ramban says it kills by clawing, by drusa, as we had a big discussion of drusa earlier. Different shatim of what exactly is an afadoris. So even it says, okay, ofadoris, but we don't even know what that is. All different shatim. As we'll see, many of the identities of the animals aren't 100% clear. Kol sheyeshbo, and now we have other simanim. So the Gemara will talk about if it's not an ofadoris, do you need all of these, one of these? So we'll have to see. Kol sheyeshlo etzba yaseira, if it has an extra toe, Rashi says, a toe facing in the opposite direction. So that is the a sign of kashrus. The Ramban says, no, same direction, it's just a longer toe than the others. Vizefek, and it has a crop. Vikurkabano, niklaf, and you could peel off the outside of its gizzard, tahar. All of those are simanim of tahar. So if it's not dores, and some say all of these simanim, some of these simanim, discussion. Rebbe Lazar Bar Tzadok Omer called Of HaCholik as Raglav Tame. Any bird that if you put it onto a branch, it'll put some of its toes on one side of the branch, some of its toes on the other side of the branch in order to stand up on the branch, that's a sign of a non-kosher bird. That's all birds. Ubechagavim, grasshoppers. Kol sheyeshlo arba raglayim va'arba knafayim. Four legs, four wings. The karsulim. And what are karsulim? Some type of jumping legs. Rashi says, shnei raglayim, Aruchin, Levad Arba, Vehem Samach Litzavaro, close to its neck, Mimal Laraglo, Vanaterbo Emkshu, Rotze Litvots, when it wants to jump, it pushes down with its legs and it leaps. That's the Karsulim. So if you read the Rashi, do you know exactly which type of grasshopper? Right, so we could quote that the Rav Chaim Kanievsky story about the grasshopper, he was trying to figure this out, and a grasshopper jumped onto his Gemara and allowed him to look at it, and then he said, okay, thank you, and it jumped back into the wall, and they asked him, there's a video on YouTube. Did that happen? Emet. Right, he answers one word. Emet. Man of only a few words. Right, and that's why also when they said he redid the apartment after his wife was Niftara, so he didn't let them knock down that wall. Malcolm Sha'asali Nace, grasshopper came out of there, Dafka for me to check it out. So that's the Karsulim. The Knafa of Chofanes Rubo. And wings that cover most of the body. Wings that cover most of the body. The Karne Chagavim in Simon Ches discusses, you know, there's a discussion whether it's a rove al yidei hadchak or stama rove. He wonders, you know, what would be this discussion? We have rove and ruba kakulo. In Simon Ches there, he discusses from Mesechas Avodah Zarah, is it a ruba de minkar, ruba kaldu? And he wonders, why would you need a ruba de minkar? You need a ruba de minkar by benching. Here, unless you say it's a din de rabbanon, that's what he says at the end. V'tzorach lomer, degam gan kavanas hagemar de rabbanon. Even though usually rove, the v'chol de v'tzorach rove, hitzrichu rabbanon ruba de minkar, right? So maybe here too, you know, it wouldn't be enough for a rove mitzumtzam, but a ruba de minkar. He discussed it there at Simon Ches. Obviously, many of these halachas are discussed there in the Sefer. We continue, Rabbi Yossi Omer, ushmo chagav. And that's to be known as a chagav. Has to be known as a grasshopper. Again, much discussion in the poskim bizman as elamaisa about eating grasshoppers. The Taz writes in Simon Pehei, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Taz 400 years ago, the Aruch HaShulchan 100 years ago. They all say, the Aruch Chaim a couple hundred years ago says, we don't have a misora, you shouldn't eat grasshoppers. Meaning we don't know what's kosher, what's not kosher. If one needed any encouragement not to eat a grasshopper, not that many people would eat extra encouragement, but if one needs extra encouragement, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Shmini. He says, people aren't sure. Vatoim latira ki'in min zeh benimsa. Af ani hashivosi, says the Aruch Chaim. Hagam she'im mitzuyim ela min echon me'adalad v'chulu. He says, gam mitzuyim lefaneinu minim ha'tzveim she'in la'akrem b'derach zeh. V'chulu, and he continues. Ume'ata, ein raya mima she'in matzuyim min zeh lomar she'inenu ba'olam. She'ish minim har bevadeh she'in mitzuyim kolikar etzleinu. V'lachein, kol yarei v'charid yarei v'yifachei leval yoshit yado l'sheket zeh. V'yimcha b'shol chayad. V'hine miyom she'nishmu dvarai b'ma'arav. Since I made this takana, upirshu mehem arabim lo naga Hashem od b'makazu. There was some type of illness that was a plague that stopped when people stopped eating grasshoppers. V'lo niruze yosem yud beishana. Kitoro maisem tovim, kitris b'fenei puranas. But again, that is the Ashkenazic custom. There are some Sephardi areas where the Masorah was, and they continue to partake of them. But again, obviously only if there is a specific Masorah involved. As we'll get to Rashi in a couple of days, we'll also say that about birds. Vayter ubedagim, fish, kol sheyesh lo sapir v'kaskeses, scales and fins. Even, the Rambam says, even one scale and one fin. Even one scale and one fin would be enough on a fish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Kishkasin v'saper Echad. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need at least two scales and one fin. Either way, the Kishkasin akvuim bo, Kishkasin, the scales are kavua, v'stapirim haporeach bohen. And the stapirim are those that he swims with. Remember the Mishnah and the Gemara Maseches Nida says that really every animal that has scales has fins. Right, so therefore, you should just have to check for the scales. You shouldn't have to worry about the fins. So why does they have to? Why does the Torah say but fins? The other way, fine. There are some fins without scales. The scales you don't have without fins. So the Gemara says lahagdol Torah lahadir. All right, what does that mean? Lahagdol Torah lahadir. There's not enough Torah for us to know without this detail. We had to say lahagdol Torah lahadir. Right, it's kind of like the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph, the three things that didn't happen. Why drosh v'kabel schar? What's lahagdol Torah lahadir? So one of the Mefarshim mentions that. Scales are, they're symbolic. Scales is our own protection. Right? We're protecting where we are. Fins are going forward. Skins are swimming forward. Life is not just about protecting where we are, but life is about swimming ahead. Right? And that's why lahagdil Torah lahadir. It's not just about protecting where we are, but going further to be magdil, the place where we are, lahagdil Torah lahadir. Ah. Okay. Baiter. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Again, there's a lot to talk about every step of the way here, but we'll continue. Tana Rabbanan, Eilu Hein Simani Behema, Kol Behema Mefres, as Parsa V'Gomer. Any animal that has split hooves, Kol Behema Shemalas Gera, any animal that chews its cud, V'Yadua Shein Lashinayim Elamalo Tahora. Animals that chew their cud, you know that they don't have any frontal teeth, and therefore it is a Tahor kosher animal. The klala, is that really true? Vare gamal. What about the camel? Demale gera hu ve'en lo shinayim lamala v'tame. A camel is mala gera, and it doesn't have shinayim lamala and it's tame. Just because you don't see any teeth, right, doesn't mean that it's kosher. Gamal nivi islahu. No, even a camel has some teeth in the front, the canines, some upper teeth. It has to be no upper teeth for it to be kosher. Vare ben gamal, what about a young camel? Denivi nami lesle. Right, while it's younger, it doesn't even have that. So if you see this animal, it doesn't have the frontal teeth. So it's not kosher. Visu hare shafan va arneves. What about the other? Shafan arneves. We'll translate that as rabbit, even though we don't know exactly with 100% conviction what they are. We do know that Arneves was the wife of Talmai, right, in the Gemara and Megillah, and therefore they took out her name when they translated the Torah and changed it, so they didn't think that they were saying that Talmai's wife was a non-kosher animal. But Shav of Arneves, the Malas Gera Hain, V'yishlem Shinayim L'mala V'tzmein, these animals are Mala Gera, and they have Shinayim L'mala, and they are Talmai. So you see, Mala Gera doesn't always mean non-kosher. Doesn't always mean kosher. V'od, Shinayim, Miksivi, Ba'raisa, and also, what focus on teeth? Teeth are mentioned in the Torah anyway. We have chewing. It's good. Nothing to do with teeth. So what's the rule that you wanted to say? Elohachikamah, this is what we meant to say. Kol behema, she'ela, the other way. Not chewing its cud has a focus, has a reflection on teeth, but start with the teeth. Kol shebehema, she'ela, shinayim elomala, any animal that has no frontal teeth, biyadua shimalas gera. You know that it chews its cud, umafreses parsa, utahora. Right, and it is a kosher animal as long as there's no frontal teeth. Good. V'livdok, and Hashem makes it that way. It grinds it and it goes back up and it goes back down. So maybe there's less of the frontal teeth needed. V'livdok b'parso sehab. What do you have to check the teeth? Isn't it easier to just check the hooves? Just look at the hooves. Easier to check toes than to check teeth. Kagon shayi parso sechatuchos. What do you find an animal and its hooves were cut off? So you can't check the hooves. You don't know if it's a kosher animal. Okay, the Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda says, Dam Rav Chizda, I'm halik by midbar. Umatza behema shapar soseh chatuchos. He was in the desert. He found an animal like this. Bodek befia. He said, if somebody's going to the desert and you find an animal, check in the mouth. Imen la shinayim lamala biyadua shitahora. Im la biyadua shitmea. If not, you know it's not kosher. Bavachi yakar gamal. As long as you know a camel, as long as you know this animal is not a camel, you're home free. Because a camel doesn't have the teeth. So more second. Gamal nivi islay. Elo bachi yakar ben gamal. As we said. As long as you know ben gamal. Because if you check and it doesn't have frontal teeth, it's automatically kosher. But you have to know about that this is not a ben gamal. Because a ben gamal doesn't have teeth. And it's not kosher. So lav amrit ika ben gamal. Ikanami minachrina. Dami le ben gamal. But one second. Ask the Gemara. Right? What do you mean? Just like, oh, you have to know it's not a ben gamal. Maybe there's another animal out there in the world that also is not kosher and doesn't have frontal teeth. Why does it say only the Ben Gamal? Lo Salkadaitach. Says the Gemara, no, you don't have to worry about any other animal in the universe. Why? Tani debe Rabbi Yishmael. V'yas hagamo kimala geira hu. Shalit ba'olamo yodea. She'en lecha davar malageira v'tamei ela gamal. We have a biblical, we have a divine author of the Torah. The Torah says that only a gamal, and Tosfos says, and the other ones on its list, Shafan, Arneves, Shesua, those are the only ones in the entire world that chew its cud, but don't, are not kosher. Every other animal has the other simanim, has split hooves, and therefore, lefichach, pirat bo'akasav hu, and that's why it says this. And therefore, you don't have to worry that sometimes they're going to find in the Amazon another animal that does not chew its cud, that chews its cud, but doesn't have split hooves. It's never going to be found. And so far, it's been a couple thousand years, and we're still good. All right, there is no other animal. Again, right, one of the rayas, as we'll see on tomorrow's daf, of Torah min hashamayim. Right here, by the animals, Hashem is able to say that this group is the only ones. So as long as you know what these are, you can assume that the rest are kosher. Says the Maritz Chayis. There's so much here. Says the Maritz Chayis right here. Shatorah nitna bazeh simanim shimin hashamayim. Acharei asher ha'anashim chokrim b'chol matmonos ateva. Go search. Umotzim b'chol eitz. You find by every tree and every insect. Brios chadashos gedolos. V'chayos nifrados asher lo nodu l'kadmonim. U'b'chol zos lo matzu od behema ochaya shertiyem alagira levad. Zulas ha'gamal v'hamafreses parsa levad. Zulas ha'chazir. As we'll see in a minute. Be'ed Hashem lefichach. The Torah writes this. Sharat raku ha'shalit ba'olamo. V'yodea kol yitzura. Sharak elo ha'mafreshem ba'tara levad. Heim bali simen echad velo yoser ve'ein biyecholas adam lahachlid v'ze emes. And there's no way that anybody, any human being, could have written this. Obviously, similarly, v'yamar Rav Chisda. Second story. Rav Chisda says, "I am alek baderach umatza beima shapia gamum." Rav Chisda says, if you're in the desert and you find an animal whose legs are cut off, the opposite. What if you're walking in the desert and you find an animal whose mouth is cut off, so you can't check the teeth? Bodik parsoseha. Vim parsoseha sedukos. If it has split hooves, biyadua shi tahora. You know it's a kosher animal. Imla biyadua shi tamea. Ubil vahat shiakir chazir. As long as you know that it's not a pig. Lav amri dika chazir, ikanami mina achrina, dami la chazir. Maybe there's another animal out there that's like a pig that also has split hooves, but it's not kosher. Lo salka taitach, the tani rabbi shmal, the esa chazir ki mafres parsa hu. Shalit bo olamo yodea, shein lecha davar shemafres parsa, vetame ela chazir, lefichach pirit bo akasiv hu. That's it. That's the only one. Amazing. V'yam Rav Chisda, third story. Hayim halek by midbar. The mafarshim talk about why is the first one midbar, the second one derech, and the third one back to midbar. Be midbar. What if the mouth and the feet are cut? So you can't check. Bodek bivsara, you check on one of its muscles, as we'll see. In mahalek shesi va'arif, if you could stretch it in both directions. Biyaduashi tahora, vimla biyaduashi tmeya. That's a sign of a kosher animal. Also, if the muscle goes both ways. Ubavachi yakir arod, as long as you recognize that it's not an arod. The wild donkey, the chamar abar has this and it's not kosher. Lav amridika arod, ikadami minachrina, dami al arod. Maybe there's another animal like an arod. Gemiri deleka. No, there isn't. Vehecha bodik, which muscle do you check in? Amar bai vitemer afrizda, bakanfea okets. The flanks underneath the tail. Okay, that's a part of the animal that you can check. Also kosher and not kosher. Tanu simane chaya. Tanu rabbanan elei simane chaya. Chaya b'chla behema hila simanim. What does the Mishnah mean? Simane behema v'chaya. They're the same. So what do you mean the simanim behema v'chaya? They're said in the Torah. They're the same thing. Right? It's Rashi says, kushyahi. Right? This is a question. Daksiv zos hachaya. And it says the simanim. Right, so what is the Gemara really asking of Elohein? What are they? So Reb Zera, no. Lahatr chelba. The question really is to be matr chelev. We know the chelev of a chaya is mutter. The chelev of a behema is aser. So now we're getting into not kosher, but chayos and behemos. Different categories and different lachas, but chayos and behemos. The dam, the chelev, could you use it as a carbon? Lahatr chelba, v'hachikamar. Elohein simani chaya shechelba mutter. What are the simanim of a chaya whose chelev is mutter? Kol sheyesh lo kranayim utzlafayim. As long as it has horns and tzlafayim, pointy split hooves. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Yesh la karnayim, yata tzorach lachzor al tlafayim. Yesh la tlafayim, tzorach ad lachzor al karnayim. If it has the right horns, you don't have to check for the hooves, because that's already a simon for the, that the karen. But if it has the hooves, you have to check for the horns. The karesh, the animal called the keresh, is a chaya. Av v'she'elo el keren achas mutter. Even though it only has one keren, it is also mutter, right? Chelbo mutter. It's called a chaya. Klalahu, is this really a klal? Right, right. Every animal that has a keren and tlafayim is a chaya. V'hari eiz, what about a goat? A goat is not a chaya. A goat, yish lo karayim v'tlafayim v'chelbo aser, meaning it's a behema. So, kruchos beina. No, you need horns that are layered. Like Rashi says, where's the line of Rashi? Gildi, gildi. It's like layers of an onion. So that's why it has to have horns like that, one apart on top of another one. Vari shard de kruchos achelbo aser. What do you mean? An ox has that, and it's still aser. Charukos beina. It has to be grooved. Vari aze de charukos achelbo aser. What about an aze? Right, we're saying each one is separately. That's why we're asking about an A's again. The charukos, you have that v'chelbo aser, mifutsalos be'inan. You needed them to be branched. Mifutsalos, branched out. V'hare tzvi, de'en mifutsalos v'chelbo muter. And what about a tzvi? The tzvi does not have this, and a tzvi is a chaya. V'chelbo muter. Answers the Gemara, chaduros be'inan. You need them to be rounded. Hilkach. If they are mifutzal, if they are branched, then there's nothing to ask. It's vade achaya. If it's not branched, be'in on kruchos, chaduros, v'charukos. It has to be all of these needs. V'hu demivla chirkayo. As long as each of the grooves are blended into each other. V'hainu sveika de'iza karkos. And that's exactly the suffix about the karkos goat, because we're not sure exactly if it has fully blended in. Rashi says here, why is it called the karkos goat? What's the suffix? It has all the simanim, but Rashi says, we call it an aze. So maybe it should be a behema. The Rishash discusses that. Just because you call it an aze, it has all the simanim of a chaya. Just because you call it the ace, the Rishash talks about that. But we have to mention the Rashi here, right? It says here that a tzvi does not have mifutzal, does not have branched horns. So Rashi, a much discussed Rashi, lo yadana mai kamar, says Rashi, to havadi mifutzal osein, our tzvi, which we translate usually as deer, they're all branched. So what's the Gemara talking about? That a tzvi doesn't have mefutzal. The nira be'enai. Rashi says it must be that we have the translation of tzvi wrong. Shemasha anu karin tzvi lo hayu heim karin tzvi. Our tzvi is not their tzvi. Ela osan hanikroim steinbuk. The karnaim shalahem enem mefutzalim. Right? No, it's the steinbuk. Right? That's what doesn't have, that is not branched. Okay. If you look in Rabbi Slifkin Sefer in the encyclopedia, he has a big discussion about this Rashi. The tzvi is one of the most commonly misidentified creatures in the Torah, at least in certain parts of the world. Europeans and in turn North Americans have long identified it as a deer. Hence, a common Jewish name is Tzvi Hirsch. Hirsch is Yiddish for a deer. However, nearly 1,000 years ago, Rashi pointed out that the deer does not match the Talmud description of the tzvi. This occurs, he quotes out of the context, Rashi says, I don't know what it's saying, the horns of a tzvi are branched, v'chulu. Seeking an animal that matches the Talmud description of the tzvi, Rashi proceeds to suggest the tzvi is a steinbuk, that is the ibex, a type of wild goat. However, identifying the tzvi as the ibex is problematic. The ibex is universally accepted to be identical with the Ya'el of Scripture and the Akko in the list of Torah's kosher animals. The tzvi appears in the same list as the Akko, demonstrating that they are different animals. Rav Saadia Gaon identifies the tzvi as the animal with the almost identical name in Arabic, the Tavi, which is the gazelle. This perfectly matches the Talmud's understanding of it being an animal with horns that are not branched, the gazelle. So that's what tzvi is. Why did Rashi and the other Rishonim did not identify tzvi as the gazelle? The answer is simple. There are no gazelles in Europe. Right? Consequently, when Jews were originally dispersed in Europe, they transposed the name tzvi to the most similar animal, which is the deer. Only Rav Saadia Gaon and other Jews who lived in Africa and the Middle East and were thus familiar with gazelles maintained the original and correct identification of the tzvi. One result of the move to Europe is that Naftali tzvi became a very common Ashkenazi name. It's popularly thought that Yaakov blessed his son Naftali with the symbol of the tzvi. However, it's the deer, the ayal, rather than the tzvi, that's connected with Naftali in the Torah, as has been explained. But since in Europe there was no differentiation between a tzvi and an ayal, because it was one type, the name Naftali became connected to tzvi. Just like tzvi Hirsch developed due to the belief that the Hirsch is the tzvi, the chulu. But again, that's a... classic Rabbi Slifkin comment and discussion. But again, that he helps us out, understand, helping with the Rashi. Weiter. Hahi is a karkus. This is karkus that we're not sure about. The Havi be Reish Galusa. We don't know if it's a chaya, it's a behema. It was by the Reish Galusa. The Akar Malet Sina, the Tarbamine. They got a ton of fat out, a basket of fat they got from this, Iza karkos. Rav Achoy Asar, Rishwal Bered Rabbi Yavo, Achamine. Rav Achi said, no, you can't eat it. The chalef. Why? Maybe it's a behema. And Rav Shmuel, Bered Rabbi Yavo, said, no, it's mutter. Kari Anafshi, and he said about himself, Mipri Pi Ish Tispa Bitzno. From the fruit of one person's labor, his belly will be satiated. Meaning, because I hold that smutter, I got a good supper tonight. Right? That's what he said, right? Like Rashi quotes here. Koch datera adif. Good. Shalchu mitam ilchaz akavasi deshmua breder biyavo. We hold that smutter. But vizaru rabbeinu achai shemeir eine hagolahu. Right? You can be mako, but not in front of the one that's usser. Right? You have to be careful, be zahir about him. Rashi says, don't matter in front of him. And maybe continue talking to him to try to convince him otherwise. The keresh even though only has one horn, it's mutter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Keresh tavya deber Eloi. Keresh is identified with the tavya, the gazelle, of Bar Eloi. Tigras arya deber Eloi. The tigras is the lion, tigers. Tigras arya deber Eloi. Amar Rav Kahana teisha masa havi bein unya leunya de arya deber Eloi. There are 9 amos between the ears of the lion of Bar Eloi. Right, it's a pretty large animal. Amar Rav Yosef shitzaram hasa havi mashche de tavi deber Eloi. 16 amos is the length of the tavi deber Eloi. Here we go. Now we have some stories. We start off a little bit now, and then it continues on the next stop. Amar le keser Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Elokechem ka'arya masil. Your God is compared to a lion. Dichsev, as the Pasuk says in Amos, Arye sha'ag milo yira. When the lion roars, who is not scared? We've quoted that Pasuk. Yom Naron time. Arye, Elo, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Hoshana Rabbah. Arye sha'ag, when these days roar, Rosh Yetavis milo yira. But your God is compared to a lion. My Rabuse. So what's so great? Parsha Katal Arye. A hunter could kill a lion. So I guess your God's not so powerful. Right? All the Mefarshim talk about, you know, the symbolism of this question. Amar le, lafkahai Arye Masel. Right? He says, not to that type of lion is he compared. Don't think it's a lion that can be captured. Ka'arye de Be'eloi Masel. He's compared to a lion, the lion of Be'eloi. Amar le, be'ina de Miskazli Ne'eloi. I want to see it. I want to see that lion. Amar le, lo Masas Chazisle. You can't. You can't see it. Amalei Ivra Chazinalei. No, I want to see it right now. So, boy, Rachmi, what happened? Rav Shuva Chananya started davening. Is Akrimi Duchte? This lion got up from its place and started coming to them. Kavi Marchik Arbameo Parsi. When it was 400 parsos away, which is about 1,000 miles. When it's 400 parsos away, Niem Chadkala, it let out a roar. Afilu Kol Ma'avart. No, Afilu Kol Ma'avarta. All women miscarried. Vishura Dromi Nafel, and the walls fell down. Parsi, when it was 300 parsos away, Niem Kalachrina let out another roar. Natur Kichi Vishini de Gavri, people's teeth fell out. Va'afu Nafal Mikursi La'ara. Also, the Caesar fell off his chair, fell onto the floor. Amarle, he says, B'matusa Minach. Okay, can I ask you? Boy Rachmi Ale Delay de Luduchte. Please daven that it goes back to its place. Boy Rachmi Ale Vahadele La'astre, and it went back to its place. The Chashuki Chemed here discusses the very difficult question of collateral damage. In wartime, are you allowed to bomb a place where you know the enemy is hiding out, knowing that there'll be civilians that will, you know, be taken? So there's a big discussion, but many posts can discuss. Wartime has you have to do your best, but wartime has different rules. Shas milchama, the Chashuki Chemed discusses, as ein es kol haklalam haragilim shel pikuach nefesh. Shari kol milchama yisakarnas tefashos, ubechol zos holchem l'milchama. V'yesho lipater milaches batan shel pikuach nefesh. If it's shas milchama, sometimes you have to be a little more flexible. He says, look in chulin dafnun tes. Right? How did he bring the lion and all these babies were miscarried? How do you allow that to happen? V'yesh lishol, maha uber b'shemim, v'lam eifilu osam. V'yesh lahashiv, this was a milchama v'emuna v'ashkacha. Va'kesar lo hem nivashkacha va'asagav yochal molchamim makadosh baruch hu v'chenu derech molchamos ba'olam v'chulu v'chulu. Interesting application of that din. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time. Tomorrow's daf. Great stories, the sun and the moon, and a lot on the horizon. Okay, we'll stop here.